So we've just been talking about Monday and Tuesday this week and how it made you feel and the process that you went under sort of together as a company. And it sort of leads us to think about Friday, where you're doing a scratch performance and what that might look like, what that might feel like, and what an audience will be able to experience potentially with you.
Mm. I think that although we didn't come up with the best performance and material in the drunk durational, I think that what we will be taking on from that is something that was the lack of memory and the black spots, mm. and something that people have talked about a lot in the questionnaires that they've sent back to us. So what we are interested in playing with in terms of the style and of the piece and how we sequence the piece is how the stories jump around, mm. the fragments that we get. And so on Friday, I suppose what we'll do is we'll show the audience lots of different fragments of the different mm. stories that we're really interested in mm. currently mm. that people have sent to us. And I suppose also look back to the first week that we've been working here at the Junction, and some of the imagery that has been coming out, so some yeah. of the stuff with water, mm. Some of the work we've been doing with our sound designers, mm-hmm. and how do you stage this drunken state when you're not drunk, and we don't intend them being drunk for the real shows, yeah. and we don't expect the audience to be either, so how do you create that drunken world? So that's some of the things we're starting to play with, and mm. We'd like to explore on Friday and share with the audience and see if that's successful or not.
Mm. I think you're just saying it will. The performance itself will stay within the drunken world. It won't venture into the day after or anything else. It will be that moment, that evening. That.
Yeah, I think that it's got to be about the night itself. Mm. And although there will be moments where I think we performatively somehow discuss with the audience, mm. Say for example the medical mm. kind of aspect of what happens to the body and stuff, I don't think we're going to talk about the reflection, the mm. kind of because I think that's new territory, and we want mm. to talk about people being involved in that moment and that night, and regardless of what comes after it, they're doing it now.
Yeah, yeah. And there'll be opportunities for people in the audience to stay afterwards and perhaps have a chat.
Yeah, we really enjoy having a very informal kind mm. of discussion with audience members, particularly at this stage where kind of one and one as much as possible, mm. walk and kind of move around the room afterwards and speak to as many people as possible about the moments that they're interested in and why. Maybe if they've got any stories themselves they'd like mm. to add after mm. watching what we've brought up so mm. far, and hearing what everybody's got to say, and having maybe some feedback forms that people can think about a little bit more and write down things as well.
That'd be fantastic. Well, that's going to be this Friday at 8 o'clock. That's Paper Birds with Thirsty. There'll be wine to come with a drink, and a chance to chat with everybody afterwards.